I'm John Butler. I'm with the University of Minnesota and serving in the capacity of Associate University Librarian for Information Technology. I've been involved in library IT and digital library development for, depending on how you define that last piece, 15 to 20 years. I presently serve on the Strategic Advisory Board of the HathiTrust Digital Library and was very pleased to pull together a team here to submit a proposal to DPLA that I think will appeal broadly to the prospective user population of DPLA, but using the already scaled environment of HathiTrust as a real-life testbed.
Could you please tell us a little bit about your beta sprint project?
The project is called Government Publications, Enhanced Access and Discovery through Open Linked Data and Crowdsourcing. And what we're trying to get at here is pretty simple. It does have a predominant focus on broadening the access to government publication by making more content available, but really enhancing the end user experience, principally the discovery experience and then the sense-making utilization of that information that often follows discovery. And we chose government publications because, well, for a number of very appealing reasons. U.S. federal government is the largest publisher of information in the world. It primarily resides in the realm of the public domain, so we are not immediately fettered by a number of rights issues in order to demonstrate scale and value to the user community. And thirdly, we are involved in a number of projects that are already well down the path in terms of producing that content in digital libraries. We noted in the Sprint presentation that there's already 300,000 federal documents in HathiTrust which are available. We believe that there are somewhere between 200,000 and 250,000 additional federal documents available through other Google partner sites. And one of our goals here in this project, not just for the project, but among the CIC, is to raise that threshold up to 1 million federal documents. So right away, we're dealing with a large-scale corpus of materials which can be fully revealed to end users without rights restrictions. The other components of the project really deal with some innovative methods for enhancing discovery and use at scale. And that's a very important part of this. So we get up to 2 million documents. HathiTrust is approaching 10 million documents. We really need to take a different approach at that scale to building services that rely on metadata for discovery. And so we're proposing a couple of service projects on top of this increased corpus of federal document information. One really has to do with enhancing discovery and users' search in the complex field of federal document information, where we see lots of name changes that reflect organizational changes within the federal government. And so users, when they're searching for federal documents, are often not cognizant, and certainly not fully cognizant, of all the complexities of organizational change that has taken place to that agency that they may be seeking information about. So we think we can bring some very scalable approaches using semantic techniques, principally linked data, RDF, to tapping into a large data stores that will automatically, through data structures that we would provide and adherence to linked data type protocols, would help users in their search for information. Well, I'm going to back up and say the automated approaches would, behind the scenes, help pull together these complex components of agency searching, as an example, and present them to the users as options for enhancing their search, or, and a default option, enhancing the search without presenting it as an option. This is an area that we've long talked about in library technology, and that's query enhancement. But there's increasingly very large stores of information available for machine-to-machine transactions that are really sitting there as opportunities. to perform such operations. The other, the other service, we have three major components of our project: the developing or furthering the base of available content, the linked data approach to enhancing search and discovery. The third component really homes in on what we have learned in our discussions with federal document librarians is kind of a holy grail target for service development, and that is providing tools and services that ultimately help users stitch together legislative histories. We've often heard about what is the saying, that watching a law being made is like watching sausage being made. It can be pretty messy, certainly very complex. As we've taken a look at the history of major legislation in this country, we've seen the very large trail of documentation that ultimately leads up to a law. Moving from an act to law, or a bill to a law, can be extraordinarily complex. And yet, this is often a very critical part of our research of federal documents, is doing this tracking of legislative history. So how do we do this? Well, we believe that through opening up the process beyond a core set of staff to make these explicit connections between documents, opening them up to the broader document librarian community as well as the end user community, and taking a kind of crowdsourced genealogy building approach, kind of wiki-like, if you will, with various levels of moderation and controls, of course, to see how far we can advance the building of these histories around at least major laws. So it's really the Tom Sawyer approach here, where you start painting the fence yourself, and then you make it interesting for others, and before you know it, you have the whole community painting the fence.
Well, John, I'd like to thank you for speaking with us. We wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to hearing from you next week in D.C.
Very good.